Iran war casts shadow over U.S.-China ties and gives Xi Jinping the edge in Trump meeting. Donald Trump arrives in China to discuss economic and technological issues, but the Iran war impasse shifts his focus. He faces a China that may gain strategic advantages as American troubles widen. A group of top U.S. CEOs joins him, signaling the high stake of the business agenda. The aim is stability in Sino-American relations and to push for deals that could affect Brazil. It is a long-awaited presidential visit to China, blending diplomacy with symbolic moments. Analysts note the Iran issue colors the talks, while Beijing hopes to keep channels open and avoid sharp moves, especially on semiconductors, mineral exports, and weapons sales to Taiwan. The tone is cautious but practical, with both sides seeking a path to manage tensions and keep trade flowing. Trump goes to China for trade and tech deals, but Iran war shadows the trip China could gain from U.S. distractions and push for steady talks. Taiwan arms sales loom. Trump may promise not to back Taiwan independence. The visit has 17 big U.S. company leaders and a plan for a permanent trade council. Boeing planes and soy exports are key, and Brazil could feel the China trade moves. Trump arrives in China for economic talks amid Iran war fallout. Trump landed in China for talks centered on trade, technology, and economic policy, aiming to project a primarily business-focused mission. He arrives as the stalemate over Iran's war creates a distraction, giving China a potential strategic edge. The trip features 17 U.S. corporate leaders, signaling the importance of commercial issues on the agenda. Aims and participants officials describe the mission as a mix of high-level diplomacy and corporate diplomacy. The visitor list includes leaders from major technology and manufacturing firms, underscoring the focus on semiconductors, advanced materials, and export controls. The president emphasizes a push to extend a temporary trade truce and to gain concessions on the sale of high-tech goods. Iran war shadows and China's role. Analysts say the Iran crisis has shifted attention away from a pure trading agenda. Some observers in Beijing assess that China's leverage over Tehran is smaller than Western views suggest, but Beijing could play a constructive mediating role if invited. Experts note that Washington would like Beijing to use its influence to deter Tehran from moving to block critical shipping routes in the region. Chinese analysts caution against expecting rapid, bold moves from Beijing, stressing a preference for stability and gradual diplomacy. Taiwan. Arms sales and security signals. Taiwan remains a highly sensitive issue. Before the trip, Trump signaled that arms sales to Taiwan could be discussed, though the administration avoided declaring a firm position. The United States maintains a long-standing ambiguity about defending Taiwan, while Beijing prioritizes halting arms transfers. Some observers say any pledge by Trump to limit Taiwan-related support would carry strong political weight in China, potentially shaping domestic nationalism and the legitimacy of the ruling party. Trade, tech, and Brazil's soy exports. On trade, Washington seeks assurances that China will not resume full control over exports of critical minerals used in cutting-edge technology. Beijing wants to keep a stable, ongoing dialogue and possibly establish formal channels to prevent future shocks. Economists highlight how trade ties intersect with agriculture. The United States aims to expand Boeing airplane sales and broaden soybean exports, a move that could affect Brazil, the current top supplier of soy to China. Industry experts note that roughly 7 of 10 soy shipments to China come from Brazil, so shifts in U.S. purchases could ripple through South American markets. Symbolic itinerary and diplomatic tone. The visit includes a ceremonial walk at the Temple of Heaven, a choice rich in symbolism. For China, the venue blends historical significance with modern power, reflecting a desire to balance tradition with contemporary diplomacy. For Trump, the setting echoes past diplomatic milestones linked to opening relations with China. The trip's schedule also highlights private discussions with Chinese leadership and senior officials seeking to pair prestige with practical outcomes. Conclusion: Trump's visit to China centers on economic and technological collaboration, yet it unfolds under the shadow of the Iran war fallout. Officials frame the mission as a test of stability in Sino-American relations achieved through a careful blend of diplomacy and business engagement. The presence of 17 U.S. CEOs underscores the high-stakes commercial agenda. The talks aim to extend a temporary trade truce, secure concessions on high-tech exports, and coordinate on semiconductors and mineral exports, while signaling sensitivity around arms sales to Taiwan. Trade dynamics such as Boeing planes and soy exports also implicate Brazil as a key supplier in the global market. Beijing stresses gradual diplomacy and steady dialogue, while Washington seeks to deter Tehran and keep channels open to sustain trade. In essence, the visit strives to balance geopolitical tensions with pragmatic outcomes, preserving dialogue, avoiding sharp moves, and maintaining global trade flows. Frequently asked questions: how does the Iran war cast a shadow over Trump's China visit? It shifts focus from trade and tech, giving China more room to press interests. What edge does Xi Jinping have in the meeting because of Iran? He can push for stability and a longer trade truce while Trump is busy with Iran. Why are American CEOs on the trip? They highlight business stakes like Boeing sales and soy exports. Could Taiwan arms sales be on the table? Trump signaled it might be discussed. China wants a pledge not to arm Taiwan. How could this affect Brazil's soybean trade with China? If the U.S. wins more soy deals, China may buy less Brazilian soy. About 70% of China's soy comes from Brazil.